be through the mirror. Try my best to see it clear, but I can't help it getting lost in memories. I'm overdosing in reveries. I feel closer when I'm dreaming. Lately I've been
holding on to who I was before. Never lost you.
Check, check, check.
I'm not getting anything in my headphones.
It's a bird. No, it's a plane. It's a radio DJ.
What?
Oh, I thought it was Superman.
It's Superman!
Oh, look, it's writing something. You're listening to WONY Oneonta 90.9 FM, Red Dragon Radio. Don't forget to keep it locked. Oh, it could be someone else.
Sure, Jan.
I swear it could have been like Batman or Wonder Woman. Oh, well.
Surrender that gigantic pie.
The Student Association and the BART team want to remind you, just because you have the right doesn't mean it's right. Yik Yak allows you to post anonymously, but that doesn't give you permission to spread hate or harmful content.
If you come across hateful posts on Yik Yak, here's what you can do. Number one, report the content. Tap three dots on the top right of the post, select report content, and choose why the post violates Yik Yak community guidelines. Number two, downvote the post. If a post receives 5 downvotes, it will be permanently deleted.
Remember, bias incidents or harmful messages can be reported directly to BART, even if they come from online. Let's use Yik Yak to spread positivity and acknowledge the great things happening in our community. Events, locations, interactions, and more.
This has been a message from the Student Association and the Bias Act Response Team.
Hello, everybody. I hope everyone had such a lovely summer, discovering a bunch of new artists during the break. Moni is so excited to be back, and all of our DJs are sincerely looking forward to starting up all of their shows, starting this week. Make sure to stay tuned for all of your favorite student, community, and faculty-led shows coming back onto the air throughout the week, only on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Make sure to stay cool, have a lovely start to your semester, and keep it locked.
Yeah, we're back, yo. Whoa, I guess I'm like crazy, like echo something. I don't know. This is, it's so loud in my ear.
Yeah, it's pretty loud in my ear.
Okay, I'm pulling it down a little bit.
All right.
Okay, we got some technical difficulties. Yo, what's up, DJ Nars from Mark 2? Rocking and rolling. This is like What's in Your Pocket episode like 123 or something like that with the great Tristan Jennings, who has never been down here before.
Yo, yo.
Yo, it's awesome in the basement. So we're going to talk about, he's got a pretty cool show tonight, and then I got a pretty cool show tomorrow, which he was supposed to be a part of, but he was being a total poopy pants and isn't part of that show anymore. Fine. But we'll talk about all that. And also, there's trivia, which we'll be doing, which I always do, 80s trivia. And we're going to be playing some songs that these are songs I have linked to Tristan Jennings. This is what we're doing today. So we're going to start, before I get the show rolling, with what I think is one of my favorite instrumental Zappa tunes from one of my favorite Zappa live albums. Tristan was in the Zappa band for a couple of years, playing bass and guitar and singing. That was up here. So here it is. This is the version of Sofa from Zappa in New York. And I always find this to be very reminiscent of like the beginning of like the theme song title for Saturday Night Live. This is what I hear.
Yeah.
This is what I hear when I hear it. So we're going to listen to this, and then we're going to come back and be idiots. So here we go. Sofa. I don't know. It doesn't matter what number it is. It's sofa number one and sofa number two. It's the sofa without the lyrics, without the German lyrics.
Which is number one.
Which is number one. Yeah. This one just says sofa. It doesn't even have a number on it. So. Welcome to Friday Morning with special guest Tristan Jennings. We're back. Here we go. So one thing, we were just talking about getting destroyed in high school football. You know, my son's got to play tonight on the – he's like a you know, he's a freshman, but they put him in as like a ninth stringer for like varsity or something tonight. So we'll see what happens with that. Okay, here's – this is something we've been doing – I've been doing recently. I've been asking these 1980s Trivia Pursuit questions.
Okay.
And what I do is I ask the questions. The last show I asked a question, so then I give the answers out for that card this time.
Yeah.
And then during the interview today, I'll ask six more questions randomly throughout the interview. You could try to guess them. I won't tell the audience if you're wrong or right.
Okay.
But these are all from the 80s, which you weren't even close to being alive yet.
Correct.
2001.
That's the year.
Yeah, that's the year. Same as my daughter, right? Okay, here we go. Here's the questions that were asked and the answers. What military uniform does U.S. Surgeon General C. Everett Koop wear? This is from the 80s. Well, he was a Navy officer. What Bananarama number became the fourth single of the rock era to reach number one in versions by two different artists? Crazy. So Bananarama is known for two songs. Cruel Summer. They were also known for like, it's like this lip syncing thing. That was like a big thing. Before Milli Vanilli, they
I've
were
heard
like.
Cruel Summer.
Yeah, Cruel Summer. The other is Venus. I'm your Venus. I'm your fire. Yeah. So that was written by somebody else and they did a version of it. Whatever. Who was the butt of the joke? What do you get if you cross a hawk with a chicken? That answer is Dan Quayle. Dan Quayle ran for president. Or vice president. Quayle and Monahan and Quayle. I can't remember who it was. What unlucky percentage of Americans were illiterate in 1986? Unlucky. 13%. Oh, that's why, because it's a lucky 13. Okay. I gotcha. 13%. What summer Olympic sport did the International Olympic Committee consider abolishing due to the number of its athletes testing positive for drugs? You might be able to get this in the 80s.
Olympic, though?
Yeah. Summer. Probably Summer Olympics.
Is cycling in the Summer Olympics?
No. Yeah, right?
Is it?
I think so. I don't even know. But that's not the answer. The answer is weightlifting.
Oh, all right. Well, yeah, I should have guessed that.
Yeah, pow, I guess, whatever.
Yeah.
And here's a really funny one. What teeny star recorded the voice of Rex the Robot for Disneyland's Star Tours? I mean, this is in the 80s, so I don't even know what Star Tours is. Teeny being the...
like a kid star?
Pun kind of in terms of reference. The answer is Pee-wee Herman.
Oh, okay.
Who's also, by the way, the first person you see, Paul Rubens, in Batman Returns.
Oh?
If you watch Batman Returns, with the Penguin, right?
Right.
Yeah, he's the Penguin's father. Like, it opens up with, like, the Penguin's father sitting there staring out the window or whatever during the birth of the Penguin. And that's Pee-wee Herman.
I haven't seen that movie in so long.
And his wife in there, the mom, is the French woman from Pee-wee's Big Adventure. That's like, au revoir, Pee-wee. I can't remember her name. Anyways, but they're both in it. It's super funny. Okay, here's the first question of the new one. We're going to scatter these out. This is the new card, everybody.
Oh, dear.
Once again. Oh, man. Okay, these are some cool ones here. We'll see. Who said of cosmetic surgery, quote, unquote, I had it made smaller after mask. It's basically the same nose, just a smaller version. Mask being the movie. Mask. Okay, so who said of cosmetic surgery, quote, unquote, I had it made smaller after mask. It's basically the same nose. It's just a smaller version. Okay. You don't even have to guess. Anybody out there in mystery land, you can. I'll post the card so you can look at these later and let me know.
I have no idea.
Okay. So we're going to talk about three shows. Or not really. We're going to talk about two shows. We're going to talk about your show first.
Okay.
Which is tonight.
Tonight.
Yeah. So there's a show tonight. Tell us all about this show and so, who's playing and all that stuff.
We're at Foothills up in the loft room, kind of in the back of the building.
Yep.
You got four metal bands of different persuasions, but I guess it's all, you know, it's all still metal.
Are you trying to persuade us to go listen to four?
You know, there's something for everybody. There's instrumental band, there's kind of like a death metal band, kind of like a mathcore band, and then whatever you'd call us, kind of maybe a mix of those things, I don't know.
You guys are like progressive metal.
I feel like that's what we say. Like if someone ever asks like what the prefix is,
it's pretty weird.
We say progressive metal, but
it's good though.
It's
super niche.
Yeah, I mean most of it is. Like most of those bands there tonight are. Pretty,
oh yeah. Which is super cool.
Specific.
Which I enjoy.
But yeah, we've got. There's a band called That Way Lies Madness. We played a good couple shows with them.
I know them.
Yeah.
Yeah, because one of the members is in a band called The Mooks.
Yes, yeah. I've never seen them, but I know they've. I think they played at the B-side a while ago.
Yeah, they played at my house.
Oh, gotcha.
And I played with them in New York City.
Gotcha.
The drummer, other guitar player, Dan Askew, worked at the Autumn for years. He's from here.
Gotcha, okay.
He's like one of my best friends. So
yeah, their bass player plays in That Way.
Yeah, he's super cool.
He's a cool guy.
Yeah.
So yeah, they're kind of like...
Joe.
Yeah, I've always just called him Goose.
Yeah, Goose. Goose.
I actually didn't know what his first name was, so thank you. So they're kind of like a death metal band. I feel like that's the best way I can describe them. They sound sort of like Gojira.
Yeah.
So they're going first, and then there's a band from the Albany area called Horsegrave, who are unbelievable.
Really?
They're like a super, super progressive, technical, like, mathcore band.
Okay.
And...
Mathcore.
Yeah, just...
For those of you who don't like math, it's okay. Math core has nothing to do with math, except for it does.
Right.
But not for the listener.
No, no.
Only for the people playing it.
Yeah, it's you know.
And it's not really mathy. It's just like rhythmically, like all this.
Rhythmically complex enough that people call it mathy.
That's right.
But those guys are amazing. They're probably my favorite band to play with.
Okay.
And then we've got a band called Sometime in February that are coming up from North Carolina. They are, they're doing like a weekend tour right now, and we were lucky enough to get them to come up here because Rich from That Way Lies Madness is also their manager. So he
okay.
was able to corral them and get them to come upstate.
Yep.
Upstate a couple states. And upstate. then yeah, we're gonna play after them. So.
And then you guys. So tell us about all these other bands are super cool. Tell us about who is in your band.
So there's six of us.
That's too many.
Yeah, there's too many.
You ain't gonna make money doing that.
No, we don't make anything. So yeah, there's six of us. There's four guys, myself included, who actually are alumni here.
Yeah.
So there's me, Zach yep. Torncello.
Zach.
That's Tyler right. Tompkins.
Yep.
And Andrew Carrington.
Yep.
And then we've got our drummer is a guy that Tyler, they didn't go to high school together, but they played in bands together in high school.
Okay.
Tyler lives kind of like way over in eastern New York, like right by the Connecticut border. So yep. our drummer's actually from Connecticut. His name's Aiden.
Is he going like Peekskill? Is he down that far?
No. Tyler lives, I think he's north of Peekskill maybe. He's okay. like he's like 30 minutes east of Poughkeepsie.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
So like yep. way over in the armpit of the state.
Yeah, yeah.
But literally, I think he's within earshot of the Connecticut border. So
yep.
him and Aiden used to play together in a band in high school. Aiden plays the drums for us now. And then okay. our bass player is a guy named Mitch.
Hey, Mitch.
We met him through the Brotality guys.
Okay.
He met them at a music festival, kind of became friends with them. And then when we used to play in the hardcore band Goblin, he came up one time and sat in with us. So that was how I met him, was playing bass with us.
Okay.
So when we were trying to, you know, we wrote the first album and we were trying to figure out like, oh, is this something we could even play live? We kind of had it figured out like, oh yeah, Andy will do it. Zach will do it. We've got the four of us figured out, and it was drums and bass. Who's it going to be?
I mean, that's the hardest part.
Right.
By far.
Yeah. And especially for that stuff that's like, you know, pretty complex, and Tyler's yeah. doing it all. And especially at that point, Tyler was doing everything on his own and programming all those drums out. So giving
he
someone,
didn't play those drums, he's programmed?
No, he programmed all of it
oh, yeah,
on the first album. Aiden's recording the drums on the one that we're releasing pretty soon.
Cool.
But yeah, that it just kind of came up where Tyler was like, yeah, there's this guy I played with in high school. I think he'd be able to do it and do a good job. And I was like, cool, I think Mitch, that guy that played with us for that show a couple years ago, would be able to do a good
yeah.
job, because he's always posting bass covers on Instagram of him playing stuff nice. way harder than what we do.
Yeah, yeah, okay. That checks.
So yeah, there's six of us, which is a pain in the neck for organizing a rehearsal or anything.
Oh, but yeah. But you do it for the love, you know?
Yeah. I mean, we rehearse, like, once going into a show. Like, everybody practices a ton on their own. Yeah. So
there's not much wiggle room with those tunes.
No.
You kind of play them.
You play them.
Yeah. It's not like, oh, hey, we're going to extend the A section
no, no.
with these.
No, no. You can listen to the songs on your whatever streaming service you want and just learn them, like, play them that way, and that's pretty much exactly how we're going to play them live, other than like changing the endings and stuff just so they are conducive to a live environment. Like, hey, we're going to end on a hit instead of doing a fade out, but like, that's it.
Yeah. Crazy. So that starts tonight at
yep.
7.
Yep, first band's music at 7, doors at 6.
Yep, up in the loft. How much is it?
I actually don't know. I think it's probably $10.
$10.
I don't know. If I lied there, I'm sorry.
Okay.
But I think it's $10.
I can't imagine it's more than 20.
There's no way. There's absolutely no way. That would be bad.
That would be bad.
That would be bad. That's going to be a deterrent. People are going to walk away if that's the case.
People are going to walk away. I'm going to maybe try to make it. I said a fun son is this football game. I also fixed the sound system at Interskate 88, but that's not going to happen either. Sorry, Biz, Eric. I can't. I'm not going to be there tonight because of that. Okay, so, oh my God, it's so funny. What's Jessica Fletcher's occupation? I don't even know who Jessica Fletcher is.
I don't know who Jessica Fletcher is.
No, she's from the 80s. It's entertainment, so this is probably from some show, right? Jessica
yeah.
Fletcher, what's her occupation?
Wow. I'm going to say...
What are you going to say?
I'm going to say she's a nurse.
Okay. That's incorrect.
Okay.
Anybody out there listening?
I thought you said you weren't gonna say whether I was correct or incorrect.
Oh, I'm basically not going to say if
I get it.
What
right.
happens if you get it right? I always say this. Well, I'm not going to say you got it right. Like, that's what I say, so people already know that gotcha. Person got okay. it right. But that's only happened like twice
yeah.
in any of the guests I've had, because nobody's gotten any of the
you're,
answers.
You're
correct.
Pulling up some esoteric questions for sure.
Well, Trivia Pursuit, the 80s edition,
yeah.
is pulling up esoteric questions. Right. I'm just going in order of the cards, man. Okay, so we're going to play. There's another thing Tristan and I are doing. Together. He was going to do it last year, but then he couldn't. Or I don't know what happened last year.
Yeah, it was...
You did something else.
Well, there were a bunch of shows going on, and I had my senior recital that was supposed to happen.
Yeah, that's right.
So I was like, oh, I'm going to I'm gonna back
but
out
But he's going to do it this year.
Oh, my senior recital did happen last fall, actually. Yeah,
it did.
I forgot.
Every year we play Rocky Horror, and this is actually kind of cool. It's attached to the Vampire Ball this year. So on October 24th in the atrium, it's a total different
thing. Oh, it's downstairs.
See, in the atrium cool. is going to be the Vampire Ball, which is like kind of like a dance for vampires.
Nice.
From 7 to 10, put on by Morgan Doyle, Jeff's wife is doing it. And that was a success last year. And Rocky Horror, which we did, sold out last year twice, which was super cool because we extended the 50 more tickets and squeezed people in, and then it sold out again. So we were like, oh, we need a little bit of a bigger thing instead of the loft. So they put us in the atrium right after. So from 7 to 10 is the Vampire Ball. From 10 to midnight is Rocky Horror.
Gotcha.
And we basically just play the stuff live to the movie. So we watch, everybody watches the movie with the audio, and then when a song starts, they mute the audio, and we just play it. It's pretty crazy.
And we have to be pretty well, like, synced to
kind of, yeah. You'll see. Tristan didn't do it last year, so see, I just conduct everything.
Gotcha.
And I played guitar and sing some stuff, you
do you
know.
Have like a, do you have a baton, like Zappa, for your conducting?
No, I don't. But we have a bunch of TV monitors we can watch the movie.
Oh, okay.
On. Yeah, like we have a bunch of screens.
So I'll have to rehearse by, like, watching it. Making sure
yeah, almost. Yeah, and it's a little interesting. So I'm going to play a song from there. I thought on the, you know, on the vinyl, I thought the Sword of Damocles was on there. So Tristan is going to play Rocky. And there's one song, which is like 2.5 minutes long that he's singing. But he's also got a couple lines in Floor Show, Roast Hit My World. So I'm going to play that instead. Because for some reason on the vinyl release of it, Sword of Damocles is not on there. I don't know why, but we're going to listen to that right now, and then we're going to talk about why In Through the Outdoor is the best Led Zeppelin album.
Ooh,
yeah, right? That's a spicy take.
Ooh, that is.
And I'm going there.
All right.
You said Physical Graffiti. We'll talk about that too, but we're going to listen to my favorite Led Zeppelin song as well.
Okay.
Okay. So here's Rose Tip My World, which is part of what's called Floor Show from Rocky Horror Picture Show. And this is also just a little bit tribute to Tim, who passed away.
Yes.
You know, which is super, super sad. Muppet Treasure Island and Clue and It. He was in all those movies,
yeah.
And they're all good movies. Anyways, here's Rose Tint My World.
It was what's come over me. Whoa, here it comes again.
Oh, I feel released. At times, disease. My confidence has increased. Reality is here. The game has been disbanded. My mind has been expanded. It's a gas that Frankie's landed. His past is so sincere.
Whatever happened to Fay Wray? That delicate satin-draped frame, as it clung to her thigh, how I started to cry, 'cause I wanted to be dressed just the same. Give yourself over to absolute pleasure. Swim the warm waters of sins of the flesh. Erotic nightmares beyond any measure. And sensual daydreams to treasure forever. Can't you just see? Yeah. Oh, oh, oh. Don't dream it.
We're going. gonna sing until the alarm has gone. Roast in the world to be saved from the trouble and pain. We're wild and entertaining thing. We'll be with the deadliest thing. You get a hit and your mind goes ping. Your heart will pump and your blood will sing. So let the party and the sound rock on. We're gonna shake it till the life has gone, gone, gone. Closed in the world to be saved from the trouble and pain.
All right, we're going to stop it there. Gets a little crazy there. Some floor show action. Okay, so here's the next question. What 1988 presidential hopeful declared Christians and Jewish people are the only ones that are qualified to have the reign? Wow. Who said that?
88.
Dude, it's pretty crazy who this is. Like, too, as well, right? 1988, somebody ran for president, right? And he said that. He actually said that.
Right.
You know, Christians and Jewish people are the only ones that are qualified to have the reign, which is, you know.
Reign as in, like the reins? Like,
yeah, to be president.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
You know.
Oh, the reign, like R-E-I-G-N.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. The reins.
Wow.
You know, like you know, obviously some thumper of some.
Right.
Some somethingness,
yes,
you know.
Some text.
Yeah, of some text. Anyways, it's pretty crazy. 1988.
I don't even know who would have been. Who won?
I guess it's no crazier than the stuff that's said these days. It's funny. I'm reading these cards.
It's honestly probably a bit more tame than some of the stuff that's said.
No, it's really funny. I've been reading some of these cards, and I was like, oh, man, we didn't really be like, oh, God, we don't say that kind of stuff anymore. But then I realize, I go back and listen. I go, oh, wait a minute. It's even worse now. But you're not allowed to say it. Like, if you say it, you get.
It's taboo to say it, but people still say it.
Yeah, it's taboo to say it, but like, exactly.
It's bad. You shouldn't say things or think things like that, but
all questions read from these cards have nothing to do with my personal opinion on X, Y, or Z.
Must put the disclaimer out there.
This is a disclaimer. I'm just reading the card, man. I'm going to also read the next one because I think it's awesome. It's not awesome, but we all smoked back then. How many of every 10 Americans, so what, like, out of 10 Americans, how many of them smoked in 1986? Wow.
Gotta be six.
That is incorrect, but it's a good guess. So, a couple of funny things, like, my dad was smoking in the hospital when I was born, which is amazing. And I remember going to Mohawk Mall all the time. I told this story about a week ago or so on here as well, but we used to hang out in the mall in the 80s, early 80s, and you could just walk around the mall and smoke. It was crazy. There was ashtrays everywhere. You're just smoking cigarettes.
I'll never
in the
forgive
mall.
For what they took from us. The airplanes, dude.
You could smoke an airplane.
Did you fly on planes at all when you were younger?
Nah. Like, I did. I don't think I remember the smoking part, though. I remember sitting at the Autumn Cafe, because I used to work there, at the bar, and eating like a tofu sandwich and smoking. There was like a smoking section at the Autumn Cafe, which was like the hippie clean place, you know. It was super funny. But yeah, you could smoke the cigarettes.
These people just smoke in bars all the time, right?
Yeah, I remember the Black Oak. You walk in, it was just
fog.
It was fog. People were smoking everything in there.
Sounds awesome.
But it was kind of awesome. But you'd go home every morning, you wake up, you'd be like, I don't know why my throat hurts. Okay. It was super stupid. Okay, so Tristan, I met Tristan years ago because my daughter was in a band with him.
And yeah, back in high school.
And that's how I met him. That's how I learned of him. And I was like, oh, look at this guy. He's an awesome guitar player.
Like 10th grade.
Yeah, all these guys, they were so super funny. They were in like 10th grade and they would be like all taking their shirts off and being like, yo, look at my band. Like,
shirts off to reveal our prepubescent chests underneath.
That's true. It was super funny. I was like, oh, man, my daughter's in there. I'm like, oh, God.
Our pale, lanky, white, hairless bodies.
And then she wound up dating the bass player. But anyways, lanky, pale, white dudes, you know, like whatever. And there's nothing wrong. Once again, disclaimer, there's nothing wrong with that.
I'm still a lanky, pale, white dude.
We're just laughing at it because it was like, I just remember being like, oh, God.
Because now, now as a lanky, pale, white dude, I acknowledge that I probably shouldn't take my shirt off as much. Whereas back then, there was no, that was what was really different about it, was I hadn't learned that there were people weren't interested in that.
That's right.
Now I know my place.
Now I know. So, yeah, anyways, that's how I met Tristan. He was the guitar player, and I was like, oh, look at this guy trying to be Jimmy Page, right, with his Les Paul and, like, playing all these Jimmy Page licks all the time. Yeah. Anyways, so, and he loved Led Zeppelin. I remember that.
Yeah.
There was, like, a Led Zeppelin thing.
I still do. I still love Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, and then, but then you also, you and Ella both liked that other band that's just a Led Zeppelin ripoff.
Yeah, Greta Van Fleet.
Yeah, Greta Van Fleet.
We went and saw them together.
That's right.
We went a couple times, but I remember.
And you stayed at my girlfriend's apartment that
night. Queens. Yeah, in Queens. We saw Greta Van Fleet at Terminal 5 in November of 2018.
Wow.
That was a formative thing because it was like the first time my parents ever let me go off and like do something big like that on my own. So
yeah.
me and Ella drove down in my old Volvo.
That's the Volvo.
Yeah, and then stopped. I think we stopped at Cortland Station and then took the Metro North in.
Yep.
And it was like. I felt like, oh, my God, I'm such an adult. I'm walking around in the city. I was, what, I literally just turned 17.
Yeah, that's like, so crazy. So super funny.
And then we saw him again in Rochester the following spring, and I just had shoulder surgery like 2 weeks before.
Okay.
So we went and saw them, and I was, my arm was completely immobilized.
Sad.
It was fun.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
Anyways, yeah, Greta Van Fleet. And I was like, they sound like Led Zeppelin. And Ella would be like, no, they don't. And I was like, no, they do. People denied it, but it's what they're still around, right?
Yeah, I think they either just announced a new album or they just released a new album. I don't really know. I don't think I was really ever in the camp that they didn't sound like Led Zeppelin, because they definitely did and they definitely do. But it was like, I'm okay with that. There are worse things you can sound like than Led
100%.
Zeppelin.
It was super funny when Mirabella.
Yeah.
Played at my house. She was like, oh, during that really bad part of my life where I was thought like Greta Van Fleet, she saw them instead of AC/DC.
Yeah.
Right? She had a choice to go see like Greta Van Fleet or AC/DC, and she went to go see Greta. And she's like, this is more important. I was like, what? It was super funny. She told that story, and I thought it was really funny.
And then she pointed at me, and she was like, you were indoctrinated into their thing too, right? I was like, Yeah. I was really big into him. I mean, I know people that have, like, tattoos. Just, like, the GVF logo. I'm like, that could have been me. If I were 18 when I went to that show instead of 17, I probably would have that tattoo somewhere on my body and would be looking to get it covered up in some way, shape, or form.
That's super funny, because I remember when that first album or whatever came out, Lipari and I were upstairs, and we're like, these are just all the outtakes of Coda.
Yeah, more or less.
We're like, it's Coda with another, it's like, and Coda's already like outtakes.
Right.
You know, it's like the outtakes of Coda.
Every now and then there's a song, because I, you know.
Sure, they could play.
Yeah, definitely. Dude, they put on a great show, especially back then. Yeah, 100%. Like, I think I haven't seen them in, not since 2019. And I know my brother went and saw them a couple years ago and described it as being pretty different to when I saw them. But back in those days, like, 2018, 2019, they put on a killer show. Like, they had this super cool light rig that was like old school, kind of steampunky, and they would, you know, that was also the first time I'd ever seen a band who had their lights like synced up to their music. So I was just, that was like the first real concert I ever went to, other than like the old O-Fest shows in the park. Panic at the Disco
Panic at the Disco.
And stuff like that. But this was the first time I'd ever really went to like a big show that was in a proper purpose-built venue. Terminal 5, you know, not everybody's favorite venue, but still a real venue nonetheless.
Yeah, it's fine.
People rag on that place a lot.
Yeah, it's fine.
I like it. I think it's cool. It feels like you're in the Thunderstruck music video.
100%.
Like people hanging over the edges.
Yeah, I know. That's what it is, right? The Thunderstruck music video. Okay, so speaking of Led Zeppelin, I brought this up. So I had a youngin'. From high school, who his mother, I know, and his mother got a hold of me last week and was like, hey, so my son is starting to collect vinyl, and where do you get your albums from? And I told her a bunch of different places, and I was like, I go to a marketplace on Chestnut a lot, the antique store.
Gotcha.
They have three or four different vendors there that have a bunch of, they sell old vinyl and stuff, and I was like, oh, great. So I was like, why don't you come with me, and I'll... You
gotcha.
Know, I'll show you where the stuff is, so you know he knows. Because when you're kind of a neophyte at it, you don't know what to. You're like, look at that, that's really cool, and then you spend $50 on something that's like busted.
That
you can easily get for $15. But he's super into Led Zeppelin. He's like Zeppelin 1 and Zeppelin 2. I want to get those, man. You know, like whatever. And I was like, we found some Zeppelin in there, and I was like, oh man, they had three copies of Into the Outdoor. The cool thing about that album when it was released, I don't know if you had anything about when that album was released and what.
When was that? That was like 70.
Maybe 77. Yeah, but there was something really cool with the promo and release of it. The cover of it is like this dude sitting at a bar with like cards or what he's doing. Like, right? There are eight photos from different angles taken.
Okay.
So on the front and back, there are four different album covers. On the front and back of each album cover are two of the eight photos of it, right? So it's kind of a collector's thing. But the cool part was when you bought the album, it was wrapped in brown paper bag.
So you didn't know which one you were
getting. Stamped into the outdoor with twine around it.
So yes, you wouldn't know which one you were getting.
So there was one of those there.
Wow.
Like the twine wrapped albums for going for $30. And I was like, that's pretty cool. There were a couple other ones. And I was like, you know, if I were you, I would buy the twine one. And it's worth $30. It's super cool because it's, first of all, it hasn't been played, so you know the album's in probably really good shape.
Right.
The other albums over there were still great, but I was like, oh man, that's super cool.
Like, that's sweet.
You don't find them in the, you could get them online, you can just go to eBay and buy anything, you know, but I don't find them in the wild that often.
Local shops, yeah.
I bought two of them in the past, and I own one copy of Into the Outdoor, but the other two that I opened were exactly the same pictures that I had before, so I was like, damn it. So, you know, I did. If I ever buy another one, I'm just not going to open it.
Right.
I just keep the, you know, and I'll give it to Ella or something like that. Anyways, my take on Into the Outdoor was this. So guitar-driven, that band.
Yeah.
For the first six albums.
Right.
You know, maybe Presence had a little bit, then Presence come out. And then all of a sudden, I remember I bought, when I was in middle school or high school, sometime around there, I bought the complete studio recording box set. It was the first time they had released it on CD.
Which I have that too.
Yeah.
I got it when I was like 16.
Yeah, like that gray box. The, you know, and it doesn't have the live concert in there.
Right.
But it has all the studio albums. So I remember just putting it on and being like, whoa, what's up with these songs? There's like a tons of synth going on.
Yeah.
Right? And at that point, I had realized that the secret weapon to Led Zeppelin, in my personal opinion, is John Paul Jones.
I 100% agree.
The secret weapon. So Jimmy Page, great writer, sloppy player.
Yeah, but that's the style.
It is his style. I'm just saying. I'm not saying it's bad.
No, I know.
I'm just saying it's still pretty sloppy.
Yeah.
Obviously, you got Plant, who is great and a great singer, and he's original as well. And you got Bonzo, who's amazing, right? An incredible drummer. But there's all these other little weird things that are in there, like the synth, the bass, the mandolin.
Yeah.
All that stuff is done by John. And he did, I think he was responsible for some of the orchestrations on some of this stuff too. And really, In Through the Outdoor lets that shine a little bit, where he has some bigger parts, I think, in that album. I don't know writing credit wise, but I don't really pay attention to that stuff. I was just kind of listening to it, so I was always kind of drawn to that album. And also, my favorite Led Zeppelin song is on that album, which I'm going to play.
Yeah,
what is my favorite Led Zeppelin song?
Hot Dog, right?
Correct. Yeah. And I'm going to play it right now because I think it's awesome.
I don't think I've heard this in a couple years, so
I haven't listened to it in a while. I used to play it with the Cams. Years and years. I actually played with this being called The Swindlers that I was in before that. But here's Hot Dog, which a lot of people don't even know this song.
No.
Yeah, because they don't own this album.
We did this at Zappa Band rehearsal once. You were like, I had to guess your favorite.
So,
and you told me what album it was on, and it still took me a while because I was like, what are you doing?
Because like a country rockabilly, kind of, you know, like it's like a country tune. Anyways,
I literally ran through the list of the album.
Carousel Rombo.
Yeah, that's what I was like, is it Carousel Rombo?
In the Evening's Good.
It's a good one.
Fool in the Rain.
Fool in the Rain's great.
Yeah.
What else is on this album? All My Love.
Yeah, All My Love. I'm Gonna Crawl.
That's a good one.
Southbound Suarez. That's it.
Yep.
It's just seven songs.
Right.
Yeah. The Carousel's long.
Southbound Suarez.
Yeah, man. Dude, it's a great album.
It's one that I don't listen to that much.
It's super fun. Okay, here's Hot Dog in it.
We Hot Dog in it.
It's hot dog.
Hot dog.
We hot dog in it, man. We hot dog in it. Okay. Two more questions. What runner was the U.S. women's record holder at every distance from 800 to the 10,000 meter in 1987? Wow. I have no idea. I don't know either. And here's the last one. And I'll be back on Monday. I won't be back on Monday. I'll be back on Tuesday. And then Wednesday is Jeff Doyle next week, which I love having Jeff Doyle on. Jeff Doyle's awesome.
Has he been on a bunch?
Just once, but it was like a every other minute we were like, is that word on the list? We were just like, it's like a running gag when he's on. Jeff and I have known each other forever. He was in a band up here in school in the early 2000s.
Gotcha.
When he went to school here. If he's out there listening, and he was like, it was like a metal band.
Nice.
And his, one of his things, and he's going to just be embarrassed. I'm just going to say it anyways. One of his things, would he would just intentionally punch himself in the nose to make it bleed.
That's awesome. That's like sick.
And he did it like every show. Cool. And he'd be bleeding all over the place.
That's awesome.
It was the
I feel like there are probably maybe more efficient ways to get
it's like Gigi Allen or something.
Punching yourself in the face.
Dude, it was really funny. I was like, what is he doing?
Well, if he's not listening to this right now, I'm probably gonna see him tonight at the
correct
show.
You can ask him about it.
He's
gonna get mad at me. Anyways, What's the nickname of the versatile sports star Vincent Edward Jackson? This is awesome. I didn't know it was Vincent. That's his first name. Vincent Edward Jackson. Versatile. He played in two sports, at least, and was very good in both. Rookie card or rookie was 1986. Baseball and football. Played for the Royals.
His name's Vincent? Randy Jackson?
Is that No, it wasn't Randy Jackson. No. He played for the Royals, and he also played for the Raiders for football. Raiders football and Kansas City Royals for baseball. But his first name was actually Vincent, which I didn't know. Vincent Edward Jackson. Randy Jackson. Remember when Randy Jackson threw the pitch and hit the bird?
That was Randy Johnson.
Oh, Randy Johnson. Yeah, that's not Randy Jackson. Yeah, Randy Johnson. Remember that?
When he blew up the bird.
When he blew up the bird with the pitch.
I don't remember that because I'm pretty sure that was then like.
I just remember being all over the news. It was crazy. Dude, we were all like,
didn't
what?
The animal rights activists go crazy about that?
Of course,
and
then,
and it was like, that guy couldn't do that again if he tried. That's a freak athlete who would not be able to do that again if you gave him 1,000 baseballs and 1,000 birds.
Well, yeah, just flew by.
Just freak luck. That video is on YouTube. It's insane. The bird just kind of disappears, and there's just like a cloud of feathers left behind.
No, it's totally the wildest thing in the world. I also have something big tomorrow.
It's tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow, which is super crazy, and hopefully it doesn't rain. But tomorrow, and Tristan's played the last. He played the first two.
Yeah.
And maybe he'll be able to play next year.
I plan to.
Yeah.
I'm bummed.
We do this Beatles rooftop thing every year. The first year we did the five rooftop things plus the second part of Abbey Road, like most of the second half of the album.
That's what you're doing this year?
No, that's what we did first year. Second year we played the rooftop plus random tracks from the White Album.
No, we did. Didn't we do a whole bunch of random stuff? Oh, we did that back half of Abbey Road, but then we did a bunch of other songs too, didn't we?
No,
we did like Hey Bulldog and
we did a couple extra ones.
And what's the one? They're gonna put me in the movie.
Oh yeah, Act Naturally.
Yeah.
Okay.
We did a couple extra other ones. Okay.
Yeah. And then they kept asking us to play Yellow Submarine, and we didn't. But then we played it. That was after.
Yeah, you guys played it.
Yeah, well, the guy was like offering me $100 to play Yellow Submarine. I told him no, but then we kept playing it like in punk and reggae styles, like in between it, just to taunt him. But then so the second year we played the rooftop plus a bunch of tunes from the White Album. That was last year.
Yep.
This year, we're doing it a little different. We're ending with the rooftop stuff.
Good move.
And the first 10 songs we play are one song off of each of the big studio albums.
Okay.
Yeah. Nettie chose the set list this year.
Did he pick good ones from all the studio albums?
I think so. So here's the thing is, this year, out of the past other two before this is definitely more audience geared.
Gotcha.
In terms of like, these are songs that people will know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's a bad year for me to have skipped it. It would have been nice to do some of those.
Yeah, I mean, these are like pretty big songs.
What's your pick from Rubber Soul? It's my favorite Beatles album.
I can't tell you.
You can't tell me.
I'm not going to tell anybody what the songs are.
I can't be there tomorrow.
Is that your favorite?
Rubber Soul is my favorite.
Is that your favorite one? I think mine was always Abbey Road.
I've never been a big Beatles fan, so I'm kind of bummed that I'm not doing it this year because I'm skipping out on my yearly like bit of Beatles appreciation because I never really listened to them except for when we're doing this because I was such a big Led Zeppelin fan in high school that I was like, I don't care about the Beatles. Well, Led Zeppelin's the real like classic rock band.
Oh.
So.
Yeah. The Beatles are like the real pop band, you know,
right.
Like the British Invasion. But like, I think my favorite Beatles song is Something. George Harrison something. I think that's probably my favorite Beatles song. I always think Maxwell's Silver Hammer is, which I also like. That's also on that, which is such a stupid song. And also a song that perhaps really broke the Beatles, but because of Paul. But we're doing one song from each of the first – from not the first because there's a bunch of like the early albums that were released that were like introducing the Beatles, meet the Beatles. And they're like a ton of covers.
Right.
You know, so – I would say studio cuts, you know.
You're not doing any Quarrymen songs?
No.
No. Rats.
But that starts at 6:30 and goes till around 7:45, 8. They're going to close this South Main Street at 5:30 till 8. And then we're going to play those 15 songs. And we're going to do some jamming.
Nice.
Some of the songs have things we can extend a little bit, and we're going to do a little jamming, which we haven't done before, so nice. It's kind of fun. And then the band flips around, and we play as the Mopar Cams on the back deck
you
for
point
like
yourself back at the autumn.
Yeah, but Joel DeGarmo is doing sound this year. Nice. And cool. He's going to do multiple speaker setups, and Subaru Five Star Subaru has sponsored us,
sweet.
So they're paying for the sound, which is super cool because I used to have to do the sound for this, and it was a pain in the butt.
Right.
So, yeah, that's if it rains by any chance, which it may rain, we'll be at the B-side at the same time.
Gotcha.
It's looking right now like, and of course, you know,
you
when
go
I
either way.
When I look at it, of course, what happens is the rain is supposed to start at 6:30 and literally go till all the rest of the night. But the chance of rain percentage is 10%.
Okay.
It's always a weird call.
Yeah. The reason I can't do it is I have an outdoor show tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I remember I played it like 2 years ago.
What happens if it rains?
Well, we're under a 10, oh, yeah. But it's not a perfect situation. It's like my one thing that I think makes me a wuss as a musician is I can't stand doing outside shows.
Really? That's like my favorite.
It drives me nuts because like.
Why?
I don't know, because I'm prissy about gear, I guess. Like, I don't want my guitars to get rained on. I don't want my pedals to get rained on. Like, yeah, I spent all this money, man. I don't want...
Spent all this money for the 5 people that come to the gig.
Yeah, it's for my personal enjoyment.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm just joking. And more people go than that. It's like 7. I'm
yeah. Dude, we...
You're playing in, like, a party band.
I think... Yeah, for that one,
that's a party band.
Yeah, that's
you're playing with the Rails of Steel.
Yeah,
right?
We're playing a private party, so like there'll be people there. But dude, we played the metal band. Elsir played in Brooklyn a couple weeks ago, and dude, there were like literally 7 people there. It was brutal.
That's awesome.
It was brutal. Like it was the other
Wayne was there though, right?
Wayne was there, but it was literally the other bands.
Yeah,
those guys didn't even bring their partners, but it was like us. A couple of the guys in the band, like, I brought my girlfriend, Tyler brought his fiance, Aiden brought his girlfriend, and then Zach brought his parents.
And, like, was that the whole audience?
Yeah, and then, and Andy brought his girlfriend and brought his dad. And there was, like, I think there were 2 people that came just to see the show. Other than that, it was just parents and girlfriends.
That's really
funny.
It
was really bad. And, we played, it was, like, one of the best shows we've played. We felt so good. We sounded so good. And there was nobody there.
Yeah, that's still fun, though, you know.
It's fun, yeah.
It's in the city, right?
You know, it was
like,
in Brooklyn.
Yeah, city's fun, but it's not, like, yeah. Okay, well, we're going to sign off. I'm going to play the last song off of the closing number from Rocky Horror.
Nice.
Pick just to kind of send us on our way. And I will be... Lots of stuff going on. If you're around tonight, please hit up Foothills. Starts at 7 o'clock. Lots of 4 bands. Tomorrow is the Beatles rooftop thing. It's either 6:30 out on South Main Street below the Autumn. Or you can, if it rains, we're going to be at
the B-side.
At the B-side. And then Sunday is, you know, the day of rest. We're actually playing in Roxbury at this really fun party.
Oh, nice.
And then Monday is Labor Day.
So
another day of rest. Nobody's laboring. Well, I'm not laboring. We actually have it off up here, which is crazy.
Shout out to the people that are laboring.
Shout out to everybody who's laboring.
Hearts.
That's right. Especially Stewart's, where I get all my coffee and stuff. So anyways, I'm going to play this song, Rock and Roll. Thanks, Tristan, for being on.
Thank you.
And we'll, I don't know. I'll see everybody next Tuesday. Rock and roll. Some Rocky.
Rocky.
Science fiction, double feature. Frank has built and lost his creature. Servants gone to picture, picture show.
WONY Oneonta, 90.9 FM, Red Dragon Radio.
Hi, I'm Emily Phelps. My pronouns are she, her, and I run our Gender and Sexuality Resource Center here on campus. SUNY Oneonta wants everyone to feel comfortable on campus. Because of this, we want students to be aware of our policies surrounding inclusive restroom use. It's New York State law and campus policy that any individual can use whichever restroom they feel the most comfortable in. In addition to this, we also have gender-neutral, single-stall, walkable restrooms located in every building.